There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into the weekend, it's like seminar time. You're going back to school. I certainly am, and Liam Sheff has been doing a lot of studying, researching, and teaching on the subject. You know, the oil alarm that he's working on. And, Liam, you sent me an article a few days ago by a woman I didn't know. She's in the Atlanta area. I wish I would have met her when I lived there all those years ago. She's very smart. And it ties into our discussions over the last couple of years about declining oil and how it's going to impact the economy and our message to go local. I mean, I'm spending a couple hours at least in the garden every morning. Thanks a lot to your inspiration there, and I think we got to go back to that.
We're going to your garden?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's invited.
Yeah, come on. I got some more digging to do. Boy, oh boy, but I'm getting massive. Just call me Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Are you really? You're pumping up a little. Yeah. Well, the garden concept is very, very important because food right now comes from a magical, magical place that I like to call Monsanto Land. Mm. And Monsanto Land is where giant, giant tractors rake the ground and tear it up. Destroying the soil, and then we spray not gasoline but natural gas, essentially natural gas that's been put through a boiler, a pressure cooker. They call that, I think, the Haber process. And that is what we eat. We eat the nitrogen that's derived from cooking pressurized natural gas. Does everybody know that? We actually eat the oil industry.
Lovely.
That's what we've been eating for decades.
Well,
decades.
We need pesticides to kill off the plants that grow in there, so we use more petrochemicals synthesized in a lab to do that. So it's a mess. We know that. Ideal as a homeopath and all the illnesses and ailments that have occurred, you know, because of that. And yet, the issue of oil and money and economy, we're seeing a deflationary spiral, it seems, of the price of gas and oil. And people are saying, how could it be running out? It's got so cheap. So do you want to bring up our guest and introduce her, Liam?
I do. I was going to say Terberg, but I'm going to let her correctly pronounce her Norwegian name. Is an actuary. She used to write for the Oil Drum, and the Oil Drum is just an incredible resource that was, you know, mocked by the people who said, oh, you're all doomsayers, by saying that oil will eventually run out. And then you ask the critics, well, will eventually oil run out? Yes, but, you know, technology will fix it. Let's go back to betting on the odds on the market. So these people at the Oil Drum were doing this very significant work and analysis about the volume of oil that we use and the energy derived from that oil and the amount of stuff that can happen because of that oil. Gail seemed, she was an actuary, and she'll tell you that story, but she seemed to be able to say, look, this is all rooted in very real world stuff. You living in your house, you paying your mortgage, you going to work, systems working, interlocking systems working around a neighborhood, a town, a country, or I should say a civilization requires so many different energies to be happening and feeding that if there's a shortfall in one, there's going to be a shortfall in another that's not anticipated. And that seems to be a big deal of her message, which is there are always unintended consequences from a shortfall in an interlaced locking system. And on that note, I'd like to introduce Gail, and she can correct and
pronounce your lovely last name, Gail.
Well, it's Gail Tverberg, or Tverberg is fine too.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm so pleased that you've agreed to come on. I think what you have to say and teach is very important. So without further ado, comment on how we started here, and we'll go from there.
Well, I got started into this several years ago. I started writing about the issues. I had heard about it back in the 1973-74 period, and I was aware of what it could do to the insurance industry. My background is as an actuary. I then read a book in 2005 about it and started writing about the issue, but I could see that there was a great deal to it, and I decided at that point that I wanted to take early retirement and actually just work on the issue. I found the internet to be a great resource, and with my actuarial background, I could take any kind of database that I found out online and do something with it, you know, put together little charts and graphs and figure out what was really going on. So I had at least some ability to add something to the whole discussion.
And of course, the conclusions that a little bit of what Liam talked about, and we've been talking about on the air here for a number of years, can you elaborate more on some of these, uncovering the, for instance, the reason why, well, oil has gotten cheaper, not more expensive, which doesn't make sense. If it's a scarce commodity, shouldn't it be shooting to the moon to $100, $200, $300 a barrel?
Well, the situation is different than what a person might think. The situation is that we have a networked economy, and we have a number of workers, and those workers are producing goods and services, and they use their wages to buy these goods and services. And so I draw something that looks like a set of a child's toy that builds a set of pickup sticks, or I don't know how you just it builds a dome out of those sticks, but they're interlaced, and it all works together to create the goods and services we have. And part of what that makes that system work is this money supply and these wages that help transfer goods from one place to another, and the prices that help transfer goods from one place to another. And at some point, you know, it costs more to pull oil out of the ground, and it turns out we have problems in other areas at the same time, so it costs more to, say, use desalination for our water, so it costs more for water, at least in some parts of the world. And the metals are extracted from lower quality ores, so they start costing more to extract as well. And all of these things happen. There was some theory by economists that we pay each other's wages, but what they didn't stop to think about was that instead of getting higher wages, what's happening is you just get more people working in these areas. You know, it takes more and more workers to extract the metals and more workers to build these desalination plants. So it's not that the wages are going up, it's just that we had to move our workers over to these inefficient industries. So the high prices just don't stick. The wages aren't
there. So basically, Gail, what you're saying is the average worker can't afford it if it goes over a certain level. So I guess there are industries or entities working or manipulating the monetary system to keep the price down, or is there some other nefarious scheme to play us all for fools?
No. What happens is we have all kinds of young people who live at home a lot longer than they used to, and a lot of them are ones who, you know, borrowed lots of money to go to school, and they have lots of debt. But they're not buying houses and they're not buying cars because they don't have the money to buy the houses and cars. And it's they're buying houses and cars that is what brings up the demand, as they
right.
call it, for the commodities. In other words, the things like the oil and coal and gas and steel.
So in other words, if we have kids, younger people, not able to afford the cars, the houses, et cetera, that would demand the growth of the economy, the building of these industries, that explains, at least in part, the deflationary spiral we seem to be in. There are less people able to do it, so that that industry can't grow, even if they have access to oil.
Yes, and I think part of what happens, too, is that as we move jobs to China and India, there are fewer jobs in this country, and also the wages of the workers tend to stay lower, and that also contributes to the lack of ability of people to buy the cars and the houses that keep the prices up.
Well, I wanted to get to that simple explanation for a lot of folks, because this is a complex issue as well, but how does it impact them? You know, where it hurts in that pocketbook. Liam, I want you in on this too, because you've got some depth of understanding here. I want to make sure we cover everything.
Well, it reminds me of studying Italian. When I was studying when I was studying Italian for years, quando studiavo italiano, we would look at the cultural aspects of Italy, and Italy was broke. You know, Italy doesn't have oil or much of anything in natural resources, so it's dependent on things like olive oil and, you know, food products and tourism. One of the things that was one of our lessons was about how young people lived at home forever and ever and ever, and it was this cultural phenomenon. You know, it wasn't studied in reference to the poverty of the country due to resources, but that's what it was. And now it becomes clear. We're becoming Italy in the 70s, 80s, 90s. That's the way everybody's going to become. There's, you know, people used to all live in the same house for a reason. You know, they had to. That was the roof. That was the house. There used to be cars sitting in, on blocks,
right.
You know, getting worked on for a reason. You had to work on the old stuff that you had. I think that all of this is very important to understand. We're headed into a place of what we would consider poverty. In that is an opportunity, but it's only oil poverty. It's only plastic poverty. In that, because the earth still grows food. It still rains, except in California, which you have to leave. And it's still possible to form functional, small local operating states and townships and all the rest of the stuff that we used to have. Well, people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that they actually might have to get out in the morning and garden for a couple hours.
It's good for you, folks. It's good for you. By the way, I'm hearing a lot of our American listeners yelling, "Inconceivable! We don't want to do that. We got it good. Why would we want to go back out and work in the garden? Why would we want to get to know our neighbors? Why would we want to localize energy production, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?" And we're gonna delve into that when we get back. Our special guest, Gail Tverberg. And she is with us with Liam Sheff as we go back to school here. So we know what to do next. If your parents are going to live with your kids and grandkids, are everybody going to live in the same house? Let's find out. And more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, Liam has been writing about this for a while also at liamchef.com. He's the author of the incredible book, Official Stories. I hope you have your copy. If not, get it, and you'll be ready for Official Stories, the sequel, eventually as well. Right now, we're talking with Gail Tverberg. She has written another article here. She's quite studied as an actuarial background. But this article at ourfiniteworld.com, we have it linked up, it's titled Deflationary Collapse Ahead. We want to get a sense of your predictions in this. And, Liam, I don't know if you want to refine that question a little bit more for Gail, but I'm just curious as where this is going.
No, I want Gail to talk about this article that she's written, which is on her website, Our Finite World, Our Finite World, which is, of course, the right name. You know, this is where we live. We live in a world of finite resources, especially considering the way that we use them. And I can hear people saying, no, things last forever. In a trillion in years, maybe, yeah. But not in a 150-year, you know, mass-feeding, hoarding bubble. So deflationary collapse ahead, question mark, is the article from August 26th, and I just want to ask Gail if she can walk us through it.
Well, the kind of things I'm seeing are different from what people had expected. I know a lot of people said, you know, when we get to oil limits or limits of other kinds, what we'll see is high prices. And what I say is no, it's low prices, and it's in fact the low prices that we have right now that are creating the limits. These low prices, as I just was saying, are caused by the lack of demand that you get from, you know, people living together more now because they can't afford as much, and they can't afford houses, they can't afford cars, they're in school, they got all this debt, you know, they're just not doing as well financially as their parents did. So what happens is we have these persistently low prices, and what I expect will be happening is we'll actually have falling oil supply, essentially worldwide eventually, because of these low prices. And, of course, when oil supply falls, when prices are low, it actually tends to fall a fair amount faster than if oil prices were to stay high. The kinds of things you have happening, you know, of course, first what you have happening is things like companies in the Bakken defaulting on their loans, and I would expect that to start happening as soon as September 30th. We're going to see a number of the companies, you know, that's when their financial statements are due.
Right.
Well, it's actually after September 30th, but we're talking into October then.
Sure. Gail, we're seeing a lot of predictions about the end of September, and maybe you're making some connections for people as to why there's a lot of doom and gloom in advance of that date.
Right. Well, what happens is that in the Bakken, companies have borrowed a huge amount of money to extract this oil. And in fact, their cash flow is very negative. Each quarter, from the beginning of their production, they have spent more than they've taken in. And it goes on quarter after quarter after quarter. And they put together these models that say often, you know, 40 years from now, we're going to be making money and we'll make up for all of this we lost all along. Well, at some point, somebody's going to say, this just isn't working. And we expect that's going to happen come when these September 30th financial statements are published. So we're coming on it shortly. But there's other parts of the world, too. There's a lot of money that's borrowed in U.S. dollars, and it's borrowed by foreign businesses. They might be in China, they might be in Africa, they could be any place. But at one point it looked like maybe we had a good rate of interest or whatever, but because of the currency changes, now it becomes harder for them to repay the debts. So that's another kind of a place where we expect debt defaults. And I think China is one place where we're likely to be seeing debt defaults in the not-too-distant future. So all of these things wrap into the situation.
All right, we got to take a quick break here, Gail. When we come back, let's go further into what this means, how it rolls out. What do you see or foresee in these economy shifts, and how does that play into what Liam and I are, and many others now are starting to see? We've got to change the way we live. Not in the crisis, but in preparation for it. Stick around. We got lots more to do with Gail and Liam Sheff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is one where you're going to want to re-listen to this show. I mean, I'm already, my wheels are turning as I'm listening to Gail about this to help understand the mechanics, if you will, of what we're going through in this lifetime right now. Liam Sheff is here, Gail Tverberg. We've got her linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Liam, we're getting into the financial part of this with Gail, but you have another aspect to why the oil prices are falling. It seems to make a little bit of sense, but also not a lot of sense. It's counterintuitive.
Well, the Saudis have the giant oil fields of the world. We have been pumping, we have been drilling oil, not so much pumping it. We've been flooding oil out of the underground shale, which isn't where we used to get oil. Oil used to be stuff that rather flowed, make a hole in the ground, it bursts through the the cap rock, it's in a sandstone sponge under the ground under incredible pressure, and it bursts up. That stuff has been in decline for a long time. What you have is the heavier stuff. It actually weighs more. It sinks in water rather than floats in water. It's called heavy oil for a reason. It's called sour crude because it's full of sulfur. It's just harder to get. Well, the Saudis said, oh, you think that you're having an oil renaissance over there and it costs you $70 or $80 to get a barrel out of the ground. Considering that oil costs $1 to $3 a barrel for most of its existence, from like 1900 to 1970, what we're paying now is rather outrageous, and nobody seems to understand that having $70 a barrel oil changes the nature of this economy entirely, entirely, from the $3 a barrel oil, $2 a barrel oil that that was being paid in the 50s and 60s. So, you know, when we were building this mess, this country. So the Saudis said, oh, okay, we're just going to drill full out now, and we're going to sell our oil for 40, so you're going to have to match that. Well, guess what? Exactly what Gail said. These groups are defaulting on their loans and not going to be able to go back. They, in the beginning of the year, in February, I think, January, they were shuttering a lot of their operations and putting a lot of their drilling equipment up for auction for sale. So where does that take us?
Yeah, what's the financial part of this? How does it tie into what Liam has added into the mix here, Gail?
Well, I think it, if you look at it a little more broadly, you discover that Iraq is the one who's ramped up their oil production as well. And the Saudis, you know, compared to the amounts the U.S. has ramped up our oil production, is very much smaller. So, you know, you have to kind of look at it all together. There's so many people, you could each point fingers at who's the bad guy, and you could say one is a whole lot worse than the other, but they're all in it. And you know, it would take more than just a Saudi cutback to fix the problem. It would take a big piece, a real big piece, and it would really put Saudi Arabia into a terrible position in terms of being able to support its own financial
Well, there would be a revolt. There would be a revolt in Saudi Arabia.
Revolt. So yeah. It's not like it's sitting there with a nice option that it could cut back its production and everything would be fine and they could live happily ever after. It's like they're being put in a box as well. So, you know, I don't really want to point fingers.
We want to understand the mechanics more than pointing fingers.
I was explaining that they're drilling full out now, and they have been. Right. And that means that they can undercut our price, which undercuts the shale price. So I just wanted to reflect, and I guess Iraq is part of that. So thank
Iraq
you for
is a big part of it, too. And we're seeing it throughout the world that the countries are pumping full out because they desperately need the revenue. So when the prices go down, they pump harder, they don't pump less. And part of it, too, is all of the derivatives that are out there. When the derivatives are in place, it's not like these companies really feel the price drop. They can continue as if the price were at the high prices they were before.
Wow.
So the derivatives are part of this story as well.
Well, and the derivatives unwinding back in 07, 08, 09 caused the absolute collapse at the time almost of the banking system.
Well, and I think that is one of the big issues I'm concerned about now. I think we have, you know, two different problems. One is all of the bank defaults we're going to be seeing, and the other is the possibility that the derivatives are going to have a big problem. And it could be derivatives with respect to oil prices. It could be derivatives with respect to the different commodity, or what you call it, the exchange rates of the different types of currencies. But all of these things are likely to cause problems for banks. And the banks are going to run into big financial problems, and they're going to need big injections of money. But what has been said in the discussions over the last several years is that, you know, we can't, you know, there's so much objection back in 2008, 2009 to all of
the bank
financial
bailout
injections. Yeah. They said, we're not going to do that again. What we're going to do is we're essentially going to take it back out of people's bank accounts.
This goes into what happened in Cyprus and I think a little bit in Greece, where they just come in and give you a haircut. They say, we're taking this amount of your savings.
Right, right. Or what you may have happen is you can only take out a fixed amount per week. You know, your money is still there. You just can't get it out. Well, this is not a real good deal. But what happens then is you really, that feeds into the deflation even further because people have even less to spend for oil products at that point in time. So what tends to happen is that the more and more places around the world experience, you know, the Saudis or others might experience revolts, and you might, and they might have to cut back on their productions because of the revolts, and some of them cut back just because of low prices, but it feeds on itself, and we get the oil production to go down quite quickly.
Wow. And this changes, of course, the source of energy, the grid, the availability of electricity. Of course, we're talking about people now. Those who have argued for sustainable living, some have been accused of being hippy-dippies, but everybody's going to have to figure out that it isn't about being a hippie, it's about being viable at this point.
Right. Now think about the way the media spins this. Fox News says anti-American insurgents are impacting our oil supply. It's not ours, it's, you know, some other poor country's oil. And then that's the story that goes around the world. And NPR, you know, does a thing about how women's rights are being violated in some country that happens to be an oil supplier, right?
And then the U.S. military goes in and says we got to take care of those humanitarian issues, and it's
or they talk about it, but yeah. It takes a lot of oil to run the U.S. military.
Yes, it does.
That's going to become a problem.
Yeah.
They're going to have to hoard it, and the rest of the people are going to have to sort of wait in line, and we're going to be a more stratified society, as, you know, we really always have been historically. I take Gail's point very well. I appreciated that point, that they're pumping full out, not just to undercut us, but sometimes I think that with the Saudis, they sort of enjoy it, but maybe I'm wrong. And they actually have to do it because they built themselves onto, what I say, we built ourselves into the highest branch of the tallest tree. We built this heavy, heavy civilization way up here. And so they have to keep pumping just to keep their coffers full because they have a huge, unsustainable population in the middle of a desert in which everything has to be imported. So I think that was a really good point, actually.
Yeah, well, and as you brought out also in our own country in California, the lack of water.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, our Saudi Arabia in a sense. And the standard of living there for people who have been artificially inflated, you know, whether it be the entertainment industry, other industries, the biotech and other things. There's a big problem, and the point is we're not doomsayers and alarmists in the sense of being irrational about this.
You're all going to die.
Yeah, thank you, Liam. But Gail is very rational about her assessment here, and I think that's why I wanted to get her on along with Liam to talk about this, to give another perspective. You don't hear us yelling and screaming, but putting a perspective out there so that you can make some alterations in the way you live, what you think is a viable investment for your future, and start living differently.
Yeah, what's going to happen to the banking system likely? What's the likely?
Well, I think the intent of the governments by these haircuts is they will keep the banking system open indefinitely, but it certainly is not going to function in the same way as it has before, and I think it's going to adversely affect international trade. I think the electrical grid is likely to be adversely affected very early on, even though many people have assumed that our problem will be high oil prices, we can just move over to electricity. I really don't see that as being a good substitute either.
Wow. And if, think about it from the banking system perspective. If they start threatening to cut your savings or limit your access to money, more people are going to pull out of the banking system, and it's going to go to the local barter economy. I mean, it's viability and survivability. People are going to recognize their efforts are not going to be rewarded accordingly, even on a lower scale, if they can't access what they're doing, right? The evidence of what they're doing, so to speak, as evidence of the work. So I think that the banking system is in big trouble, as it's come to be known as an international, interwoven, intertwined kind of system.
Right, it's the banking system that allows international trade. You know, if we didn't have that, things just wouldn't work out. And, of course, we really need mortgages and we need car loans and those kinds of things if we're going to continue to build these big objects that people would like to buy.
Yeah, but look at Cuba, how many decades of sanctioning, and they're still rebuilding 1950 cars out of parts that they make themselves, if you will, or salvage. And they live, the families all live together, the generations live together. That's to Liam's point, is that if you don't have this artificial construct of oil-based economy, easy access to international goods at a cheap price, it changes the, if I call it quality of life, everybody defines quality a little differently, but as it's come to be known, the quality of life goes down, although if you start gardening, you realize that there are some good qualitative benefits of going local and getting to know your local community.
That's yes, I agree with everything you just said. Sorry.
But a city like Atlanta, where Gail is.
I thought Gail was going to pick that up.
Yeah.
I visited Cuba earlier this summer, and I guess one of the things I noted was that the birth rate is way, way, way lower than the other Caribbean nations. And
right.
A big reason for that is the poor nature of the economy, the fact that the families are so much grouped together in the small houses. If you've got it full of more people than a house full of more people than it can hold, and there's no possibility of building another house, you're not going to have a big family.
Yeah, so birth rates are going to drop as well. Listen, we're out of time this segment. Stand by. We're going to come back and wrap it up after this. Absolutely fascinating, very important discussion. Please tell your friends, share this. Links are up through Natural News Radio, of course, GCN, our syndicator, iTunes, Stitcher, as well as TuneIn, Epic Times, and across the pond at UK Health Radio. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Scott Bell Show. All right, all of the contents of today's program can be found in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, linking out, of course, to Liam Sheff at liamsheff.com, as well as Gail Tverberg, and she is at ourfiniteworld.com. Her article that stimulated to this hour's discussion, Deflationary Collapse Ahead, please read it. Learn about it. Stay plugged into what she's writing about. It can be the difference between surviving if thriving, and how you define it can be in the coming years, especially if you have kids or grandkids. So, Gail, once again, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
And, Liam, thanks for connecting us all. Oh, my gosh, this has given a whole other layer of understanding to what's happening.
Right. Well, Gail's an important voice and maybe one of the sane. Well, there's so many sane voices in the peak oil research movement, but it's you know, generally been dismissed by the market, because the market believes that everything is replaceable by something else. You know, this little chimpanzee cage on, you know, lower Manhattan, where guys get in their cars to bet on the future of the world in 15-minute increments of testosterone-induced rage. You know, that's Wall Street. Hmm. Why do they know anything? Why do we grant them anything? What she's doing is making a gentle, sane systems analysis based on her actuarial and other investigative skills. And she goes around. Didn't you go to China?
Yeah, I was in China for a month earlier this year. They paid me to come over and teach at the Petroleum University in Beijing.
Oh, yeah. That's stunning.
It is. So what was that? What did you teach? And what was the response?
Well, I taught about energy economics and how this whole system works together. And in fact, if you look at my presentations podcast page of my ourfiniteworld.com website and you scroll down, you'll discover I have both my presentations I gave over there. I think it was a series of about 7 or 8 of them. And then the videos that go along with them.
Wow. Well, we've got links to that, and it's very easy to just click on it when you're over at Our Finite World. What is your perspective on China? How aware are they of the change, the transformation of the economy of this planet?
Well, part of what the people who invited me over there wanted to see was how much these the economy there was contracting. So part of what I did was I visited, well, went on three different trips after I taught this very intensive two-week class. And when I did that, I actually talked to people in different electricity companies. I talked to people at the Daqing oil field. And I saw for myself, you know, that they were talking about these big cutbacks and orders and how hard it was for them to sell electrical equipment right now and such things. So I think they're quite aware. They were not experiencing the same kind of job loss I would expect, just because things had been growing so fast. And, of course, with the cutback in the birth rates affecting things, the number of workers there is not growing fast. The young people coming up are more and more coming from the one-child families. So they're not being affected too badly with unemployment just because there aren't too many young people to employ.
Mm-hmm. But you have that in China as a mandated limitation. Is that not right, the one-child family?
Well, they're going back more towards the two-child families, and if you go back to, say, the 25-year-olds, which is more the graduate student level, there they tended to come from two-child families. So there was a period in time where I think the average birth rate is 1.4. It varies whether you're in downtown Beijing or if you're out in the hinterland, how well it's enforced.
Mm. Wow. Well, this discussion is really just beginning, Gail, and I can't say thank you enough for agreeing to come on board here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to let our audience around the world know and get a better insight and a balanced insight, too. There's a lot of screaming and yelling about these issues, and we tend not to do that unless we're in a very silly mood, which can happen. But here, this is very somber news, but at the same time, we can do things to plan ahead, and I would urge you to keep tuning in to this show. And, Gail, if we can have you back with other articles to be.
Well, thank you.
Liam, you know, wrap it up. We've got about 30 seconds.
You're all going to die, growth foods. No. You have to relocalize your economy. Don't wait for MSNBC to tell you what's happening. We've been saying this for a while. Robert's now jumped in with the garden. Mm-hmm. The best thing to do is to have a local economy. I'm even talking about getting hemp to be legal so we can make some biofuels.
I love the way you brought hemp back into the discussion. We're out of time here. So, folks, the power to grow food and hemp is yours. And with that, create a great weekend. We'll be back. Thanks again, Gail.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.